I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. I feel like it's getting a little, too advanced in the city of Houston now. We talked about the whole Waymo thing coming to Houston, I want to say next year. We see it's a disaster in L.A. pretty much.
I'm planning my attacks on Waymo.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it because
except not mine. If anybody's listening,
you see what they did in L.A. real quick, Figgy.
What it in L.A.?
Yeah, a group of like 10 friends.
Oh yes, I did see this one.
Went to the longest dead end street in L.A. and all called for a Waymo, and so 10 Waymos. Drove up and were like lost.
They were just like stuck trapped. There for, I think, like, what was it, like 30 minutes to an hour or something like that?
They were trapped.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like that's becoming the way of the world, and it could be the way of the city because, first of all, I just want to salute all the truck drivers out there.
Without question.
Yeah. I know a bunch of them listen to us while they on the roads, and they be on the roads day and night and all that stuff all throughout the night. But a local company in Houston is trying something for the first time. And I think it might tick off the truck drivers out here. So here's KHOU with this update.
Bot Auto just hit a major milestone in autonomous trucking. The Houston-based company completed its first fully driverless test run. So no one in the cab, no one in the backseat, no one controlling it remotely. The truck handled Houston traffic on its own, even at sunset, proving the company says that it can operate around the clock. The company adds this successful run sets the stage for humanless commercial cargo trips between Houston and San Antonio in the coming months.
Is this too much?
Yes. Because it said it handled Houston traffic during sunset, and I was like, did it get the full Houston traffic experience? Because I can't handle Houston traffic all the time. And you talk less of a drive. Look, y'all believe it if y'all want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the last vehicle, motor vehicle that I want. Being automated. Do you imagine, I hate to be morbid, but the damage that can be done by a mistake?
Just for a miscue.
Oh my goodness.
You're right on the damage, but that's not what I was thinking.
What you was thinking?
They carry some cargo that is highly toxic and or explosive.
Also a great point.
And or explosive. You're going to put a petroleum driverless 18-wheeler from Valero or whatever going barreling down the highway to San Antonio.
And to be fair, like these things get dangerous with some of the, all right, I'm getting to see this.
Real gets dangerous
with like real people when they're overworked and can't get the sleep necessary. That gets problematic as well. I acknowledge that. There's a lot of trust. And maybe I'm just doing the thing where, you know, we're all technologically averse and we get a little scared at things that we don't fully understand. Maybe that's what it is. But yeah, I'll be scared. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a little too much for me, man. Mm-hmm. That's a little scary. You at least have somebody in the car.
Yeah.
If anything, but nobody controlling it. It's just, I don't know. That's That's giving me anxiety a little bit.
I've always been a big fan of like these types of things, but that one makes me a little unnerved.
Yeah. All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
Can I do the thing I'm not supposed to do and press pause here on the mixtape?
Go ahead.
I just thought about the fact, you know how the Waymos be getting stuck sometimes? Do you know how bad Houston traffic could be?
Oh, yes.
If the semi-truck gets stuck off some stupid stuff?
Yeah, just a malfunction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
nah,
sorry.
That will be terrible. Let me know if this is terrible to you. So there's some more interesting things going on in the city of Houston. We talked about the driverless truck. What about 3D printed homes? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, they've been trying to do this for like a decade at least.
Yeah. So here's KPRC2 with this update.
Imagine your next home getting printed by a robot. In Houston's hobby area, that's exactly what's about to happen. This is the soon-to-be Zuri Gardens community, the first 3D-printed neighborhood in Houston. Vanessa Cole is behind the project, 80 homes she designed to be affordable and resilient. Each home is 2 beds and 2 baths. They'll start in price around the mid to upper 200,000.
So we'll print a 10 by 10 foot wall in about 35 to 40 minutes.
What they're doing is they're printing layers. Now, for the house behind us here, they need 9 foot tall walls. They'll have to put down more than 200 of these layers, but they can build that entire first floor in roughly 4 to 5 days. And those walls, hurricane winds can't knock them down. Flood water can't destroy them. And termites, well, they don't stand a chance. They're made from a special kind of concrete.
That's a byproduct of coal and energy generation traditionally. So there's a lot of, you know, recycled and reused materials already in the system.
By summer 2027, this could be Houston's most futuristic neighborhood.
Now, this is something, Figgy, I completely endorse and support, because this is what AI and advanced technology.
Uh-oh, Reggie out of it.
No,
now.
No, this is what
A's out.
I.
This is what
he said, that like common in one of them advertisements.
This is what AI and advanced technology is supposed to be best at and used for. You know, not like, you know, using it as whatever, some search engine that gives you wrong information, but like if you can program it the right way, I mean, it's probably going to come up with the cheapest materials, as you just heard there, maybe some of the strongest, you know, whatever products and the things you use, you know, to build the house. I think this is what it's designed to be at its best for.
Yeah, this has always been a thing that was very interesting in theory.
Materials, that's the word I was thinking.
Yes. There's been a problem with it consistently, because, again, people have started doing this at least a decade ago. This is where my architecture nerd pops out. I can't remember exactly what the issue was, whether it was, like, interestingly enough, like, having the quality control of it, which you would think 3D printing it would work. But for some reason, like, there has been an issue that has constantly stopped the notion of 3D printing. I'm interested to see and dig more into this story, if you could actually send it to me.
Yeah,
because I am interested, and I have been following the notion of 3D
printing.
But when
you agree, like, you know, cheaper materials, stronger materials, good designs down to the millimeter, you know, as opposed to some dude like, yeah, I can build that. And then you get the estimate, and then you get the who knows what materials they're getting, and all that. Yeah, I'm in on this.
And it might just be the idea that the, you know, machinery needed to do it, you know, having to set that up and make sure that, you know, obviously it all continues to work. I can't recall exactly what the problem what it was, but there has always been a problem. So I'm interested to see if they've been able to navigate that issue. But and construction having the hands and everything, I understand, ends up being an issue as well. But I'm very intrigued by the possibility of this.
Yeah. So we all in on this one, but not the driverless trucks.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's a mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Remember a couple months ago, we were talking about the prison break from New Orleans.
Oh, that's right.
Well, apparently it's another break in Louisiana somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to ABC 13 News here with that story.
Prison officials in Louisiana dealing with another escapee. After officials say there, three inmates broke out through a hole in a jail's wall. So take a look at your screen. This is the hole officials say the inmates squeezed through, adding that they used a sheet to climb up and through the opening before running off. One inmate was recaptured shortly after this escape, while another broke into a home, stole a gun, and we're told turned it on himself as officers closed in. This morning, police are still looking for the last missing inmate, 24-year-old Keith Eli. He was being held on an attempted second-degree murder charge. Ooh. As the search continues, an investigation is underway to look at the jail's security.
All right, we got to get this guy.
Yeah.
We got to get this
and
guy.
And what's up? Why everybody keep breaking out of these prisons in Louisiana? What they got going on?
I don't know. That's a good question. But whatever they got going on isn't working. It's not working.
Yeah. And they kind of labeled this as a Shawshank Redemption type of escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we get these cats off the street or this guy off the street.
One guy.
Yeah, this ain't cute no more.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Thank you. And I recognize
this wasn't as fun as the last one, Figgy. The last one was fun.
It's not, but clearly is an issue going on with Louisiana and their prison systems, man. Like, I didn't know it was that easy to break out like that.
Apparently so.
And that was an old school one with the bed sheets tied and they just climb on down. Yeah.
I don't think I could actually do that. Like the tying the bed. Well, escape period.
Yeah.
But like tying the bed sheets and doing the rope climb, I'm like, that sounds good in theory, but I feel like that's one of those things that's actually harder when you try and do it.
Mm-hmm. It is. Especially, or have you ever tried to climb up a rope?
Oh, I can't remember, as a kid, I used to do it.
Y'all had to do it in gym and stuff. Yeah. I can't remember the last time. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I've done it before. Like, dunking. I've done it before. Mm. I have no idea if I can still get to there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hopefully we get this guy off the streets, man. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little scary right there.
Yeah.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loose Sports Radio 610. I'll get you guys out of here on this. Remember the group Kid and Play?
Absolutely.
Lopez, you familiar with them?
Not really.
Did you ever see the movie House Party?
Yeah, back in the early 90s, the guy with the high top.
Yeah, with the square top.
Yeah, Christopher.
Yeah. He was big.
Christopher Reed.
He was big for a while.
Yeah, Christopher Reed, also known as Kid, a Kid in Play. He was on the Breakfast Club doing an interview, and they asked him about his legendary hot top fade and what his parents thought of it when they first saw it, and this is what he had to say.
When you got that flat top and you came home with that, what did your mother say at that time? Like, right. What did your family say?
Well, my mother had passed by then, God rest her soul. So she did, I would have gave that white woman a heart attack, okay? but no, I was raised by my Jamaican father, so he was none too pleased. He's like, your hair look like Abraham Lincoln's hat. And my father although he was Jamaican, he was not a proponent of the hip hop lifestyle. Yeah, you just love this black life, don't you? he never called it hip hop music. He said, yeah, I just love this yoga music. Yeah, and then after everything blows up, he retired. I took him to the dealership to buy him a car. He was like, I always believed in you. Give me the black Lexus with the leather interior.
That's the way it usually goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I always loved you.
Yeah. I always believed in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salute the Christopher Reed, aka Kid of Kid and Play.
What's he doing now? Does he still wear the hair?
No. Nah. The hair's long gone. But I wonder how, like, that's a, it feels like a uniquely particular what's right, generation thing. Mm-hmm. But like every generation has some level of feel of that.
Oh yeah.
I've never stopped thinking, what is the modern generation of, oh, my parents just don't understand? Is it streaming? I think it's streaming.
That's a good
like the
question.
Kids wanting to be a streamer.
I know back in my day,
influencers. You're gonna do what?
Yeah,
I'm a digital influencer.
I know back in my day, it was the big clothes. Mm. Like my parents didn't understand me wearing a size 42 jeans.
Yeah,
or just big shirts and all that stuff. The do rags, they ain't understand the do rags. Like, why am I going out in public with that thing on my head? At one point, it was the braids. Mm-hmm. It was the everybody trying to get braids, and it was just like, you ain't walking around with no braids.
Well, I was thinking more in terms of like things kids do, but the fashion thing, what is like the crazy fashion thing right now?
I don't even.
Like if you go home as a teenager and say, or a college student and say, yeah, I'm going to focus on my digital influencing, your parents are probably going to say, the hell you are, you know, go get a job. But it is a thing.
Yeah.
But in terms of fashion, what is the fashion they just don't get it thing?
Right yeah. I know, kind of speaking on experience, my hairdresser, my Lots lady, mm-hmm. as I call her, Reese, her son wanted to he wanted to dye his hair gray. he got some real long locks, and he wanted to dye his hair gray. She like, absolutely not. Like, they had a full-blown argument. He's like, Mom, come on, Mom. Everybody else do. She like, no, you're not dyeing your hair gray.
Yeah.
She was just like totally against it. So maybe, I don't know if it's dyeing your hair or what.
Yeah, I can't think of like,
I have
the
no
big
idea.
Fashion thing right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the kids are actually starting to go back to the 70s look. Bell bottoms, a little bit of the 90s, according to the 832.
All right.
I've seen a little bit of that. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Bell bottoms, yes.
I have never felt more like somebody's daddy in this moment than like, what are the youths doing?
But is that something the parents going to be like, you ain't wearing
probably
that.
Like that.
Because even back in the day, the short skirts or mm-hmm. the short shorts. It's like, you ain't wearing that.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that is today.
Yeah, help me out, because I'm very intrigued and I just don't have a good answer. All right, that's the mixtape. It's at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, we're going to keep this going one more segment here in the loop on this Tuesday. We get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. A little bit of news happening in the world of baseball, and it's not winter meetings. The Astros are having a change in their organization. I kind of want to talk through it here, Lopez, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. Let's do that next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.